To illustrate this concept, he relays a myth about the miscreation of man and the earth. According to this myth, while we were part of the divine and in the oneness, at one time we decided that we wanted more, to be special. So we created a belief that we were separate from the divine, and consequently, we miscreated this physical world to support this belief. We are not separate, and at any time, we can choose to remember this. However, most often, we do not. Based on the principles of the Course, then, anything in existence other than love is simply an illusion that we created in order to provide evidence that we are separate from the divine. Although we may realize this, we still live in this so-called real world that we created. Thus, we have to deal with life's experiences in a practical and responsible way. That part of us that decided to separate from the divine is the voice of the ego within our minds. The other voice is that of love, the Holy Spirit. As Kenneth will explain, we have an option. We ultimately make a choice of which voice we care to listen to, that of the ego or that of the Holy Spirit. Now, there is an inherent danger in taking the Course's messages too literally and basically giving up all that exists in the material world. What is necessary is to live with the awareness that all of this that we experience is an illusion, but to find the balance between renouncing it all and living in it with a heightened sense of courage, conviction, and awareness. Now, at this point in time, I'd like to clarify a few references from Kenneth and the Course. When he speaks of Christ, or the Son of God, Kenneth is referring to each and every one of us. So when this reference is made, you should make a mental note that he is referring to you. We and the Son of God are one and the same. Secondly, when Kenneth refers to the dream, he is referring to our current lives and the experiences that we have in it. According to the Course's myth about the miscreation of our physical world, once we thought that we wanted to be separate from the divine, we went into a dream state. Within the dream is this world that our ego self has miscreated. It's basically an illusion. The reality is that we are love. We are one with the divine. But we have forgotten this. We created our physical bodies in this physical world in order to continue to forget and sustain the belief that we are separate. And the third clarification, for those of you who are less familiar with the Course, it is believed that Jesus dictated its text to Helen Schuckman. When Kenneth refers to Jesus, he is talking then about the original teacher of the Course, the individual with whom Helen dialogued. So there are times when Kenneth will state, "Jesus says." When he makes this reference, he is referring to the words that are scribed within the text of the Course. Just as a final reminder, Kenneth mentions several times throughout the program that our egos are very powerful and are most often resistant to change. Because of this, you may find that you are struggling to fully understand the material. Our ingenious egos can make the concepts of the Course seem extremely puzzling. It is for this reason that we created the accompanying guidebook and excerpts reference manual. We encourage you to listen and re-listen to the program several times, along with working through the accompanying guidebooks. The repetition of the messages, along with your uncompromising discipline, commitment, and conviction, will ultimately enhance your understanding of the Course's great wisdom. And lastly, as Kenneth also mentions in his lectures, one of the fundamental keys in your studies of the Course is that you ask the Holy Spirit for guidance on this journey. Proceeding with a divine, compassionate guide by your side will enable you to study the Course and apply it to your life with less resistance and a greater sense of ease. So, without further delay, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce you to Dr. Kenneth Wapnick.
The title of the workshop, Living A Course in Miracles, obviously is meant to convey that we'll be speaking a lot today about how one actually lives in the world as a student of A Course in Miracles. We will not speak of lofty, world-encompassing ideas, but dwell instead on benefits to you. And the implication would be that in this lesson, he'll be very practical and down-to-earth. Many, many years ago, in fact, I think shortly after the course was just out, and I was really not doing any formal teaching in those early years, but I was meeting with groups and speaking to a lot of people.